Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your listener-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you could send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. And if writing out an entire thing is just not your jam, you can leave us a little voice note or voicemail, I should say. And
yeah, it's a voicemail.
If you want to do that, I don't know, I said voice note. That's all I send, okay? I don't leave voicemails.
I don't leave. What year is this? I don't need voicemails.
But the number for that is 351-207-0799. And there is a 3-minute little time frame for you to tell your story. And if you don't finish within those 3 minutes, just give us a call back. We'll put it together. It'll be completely fine. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you'd think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we've shared your name, if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit.
Yes.
Oh, and we do have someone for the class.
Yes. We have a class that's happening on the last day of the month, I believe. Hold on. It's going to be on a day. It's the last weekend of March. I will put the date in the caption. But we are going to be joined by Mavis Lynn. She has a book coming out, which is really amazing. And it's going to be a whole class around Thelemic holidays, which even if you are not somebody who practices Thelema, it is such a rich topic to broaden your own practice, make your own traditions, your own holidays. I think it's going to be really amazing. So I'll be there.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I really love talking about theology and the different practices. Yeah.
And occultism is so different while simultaneously being exactly the same as witchcraft. They are they're cousins that I really think it's a great way to broaden just our perspectives. So
yeah,
nothing wrong.
I'm excited.
With that. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, me too.
So this week, because we've had such a chaotic few weeks here in the Coffee and Cauldrons household, that's what I'm calling this, by the way. This is our household.
Household.
This week, we are just going to chat. That feels correct. That feels correct this week. So I hope that you're not buckled in, especially if you're coming in live, watching this episode live. I hope you weren't ready for ghost stories because you're just going to listen to us. Yeah.
Should I tell Scarlett's ghost story sometime during this thing from winter?
Yeah, I think you should just get Scarlett to come on down from her office and tell the story.
She's actually in a business call, so she can't.
Boring.
Anyways, oh, I know.
She wants us dead.
She would never.
She would never anyway. But regardless, she wants us dead. That's what this is. She'd be like, Hey guys, it's me, Scarlett.
Yes, we love her. She is just a little soft little
shy wife.
We do.
I'm going to Portland this weekend, and I'm really excited about it. And I hope that if anyone sees me in Portland, that they come up and say hi to me, and they don't send me a message on Instagram afterwards, because it really scares me when you do that. I don't like it. Please just come up and say hello to me. I don't bite. I really promise I don't bite. I want to chat with you. I want to ask you about your day. I want you to ask me about mine. I don't want you to message me later being not to be a creep, but, and then proceed to send me the creepiest message. I was watching you across the coffee shop.
That is so funny.
Sorry, but that is exactly how I perceive every one of those messages.
It's so funny because even I am guilty of doing that sometimes. You're like, I saw you.
You're a freak.
I saw you.
You're a freak.
I didn't say hi.
I think that people should just walk up to me and say hello.
Yes. Say hello and wear a bunch of shirt yarn that says Robin's biggest fan on it.
Oh my gosh. I would simply pass away. My friends, because I'm going with two of my friends, they would literally never let me live that down. So actually, please do not do that.
Have her sign your titties. Come on.
Oh my Bring God. That I I'm will just do. Kidding, That's because I'm a freak. That's because I'm a little...
You get a tattoo later.
Yeah, I'll sign your boobs. I'm a creep. That was so I was going to wash my hair today. And instead of doing that, I just kind of like straightened it more. And I feel like it's actually giving an even worse, look than normal.
You're giving like 90s queen right now.
Thanks,
like,
girl.
Someone who listens, you know, to the Cranberries. And it's just.
Well, I do listen to the Cranberries. So actually.
Perfect.
That's actually accurate.
That is so funny. So, Scarlett, last night, she's been feeling a little bit down, so I decided to surprise her with a new video game. So I bought her Baldur's Gate 3. And
you haven't played that yet?
No, we haven't.
Okay, I haven't played it yet, but that feels right up your gay alley, so I'm extremely surprised to hear that.
But so she's building a character. I'm kind of watching because I'm like reading to the side of her. That is us, like, you know, spending time together. We're doing separate things. But she goes, all of a sudden she goes, Vulva A, Vulva B, what? And I'm like, huh? What's going on? And then the next option down below is hide clothes. I was not expecting full frontal nudity and for you to be able to choose your own vulva.
They put their whole pussy on Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
You're lying to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. First
we
of all,
we were laughing so hard.
What's that like, Bella Porch song, so that bad. TikToker about like making a woman? That feels so dystopian to me.
Not only can you choose a ball, but obviously you choose a penis too. So
I suddenly have the urge to play Baldur's Gate 3 just to do the character building.
We were like, what I've are we never even heard anyone talking about?
What do you mean you're gonna pick the vagina? Like, what do you mean? Also, considering the fact that a good percentage of video game players are men, that feels extremely gross that they get to pick the vulva.
Yeah. But I will say Baldur's Gate is pretty cool because you can choose to be non-binary and they have like different
that is cool.
like things.
Well, I've
and
heard also, it's very just like in general, like inclusive, that whole series. Like I said, I've never played it, so that's just what the internet has told me.
Yeah.
But that is very shocking to hear that you can pick the vulva. That's crazy.
And it wasn't just like
it's
I'm serious when it said
vagina, babe.
It's so funny.
Obviously, I'm going to need you to go to the character selection and show me exactly what the genital selections look like because I must know.
I'm pretty sure it's just like shaven or wild woman.
Oh, okay. So it's not really picking the vulva. It's picking the bush.
Obviously, which is wild woman.
Right. Obviously, because not pedophiles. Sorry. Cancel me. I said it. I do think that if you on a personal level prefer no body hair, that's awesome. Do your thing. Everybody's entitled to whatever they want. Mm-hmm. But if you prefer your partner to have no hair, why is that? Let's examine that. Let's talk to a therapist about that, perhaps.
Yeah. But also, when you're switching between the peens, like they move and that is very uncomfortable.
What are the penis differences? Is it size or is it circumcised or not circumcised?
No. It's it's wild man or clear.
Clear? Like, that's clear. What we're calling shaven now?
Shaven. That's what I
meant. We're just describing.
Look.
The lack
of first
clear.
That came
they
up
clear.
With
They're clear. They're whole. You can see their pubic mound. It's clear. We've removed the hedges so we can see clearly through the plane.
It was just all very surprising and very funny. Like,
that's so funny.
It was so good.
So wait, when no. you say that the penis moves, does it like mm-hmm. bounce? Because you're like yeah. switching.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's actually so funny. I love that we're also discovering this together now in this moment, like 8 years after this game came out. I love that for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone who's going to be listening to this, who's played it, like yeah, get on board.
Like, this was a major talking point when it first came out.
Clear or bushy.
Clear or bushy.
Clear or bushy. I also or love
wild
that
man, remember,
between
it's
the two of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are such serious witchcraft practitioners. We have a very serious witchcraft podcast. And then we're like, you guys seen the clear vulva on Baldur's Gate 3? It's our horniest episode ever.
Yes.
I thought you had to play as specific characters. Like, you get
no,
to make your
you
own character.
You get to
character?
Build a character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You well, can maybe choose, I'm going like, to have to make Francis play that game so I can watch him while I knit.
Yeah. It is
I can see
like,
you're blushing right now, and I think
game.
That that's really funny. I think that is really blushing. Funny. I made you blush. Yeah, it looks like you're blushing.
No, I think it's just shade. I don't blush. Skylar
do
does, which is
blush?
Fun. My skin's like, I have all the skin tone, it doesn't
I'm
come
not
up.
Like, I don't really get blushy. I'm like, not like that.
No.
Yeah, it's like really perfect skin.
No. Instead, I just make faces. Which is embarrassing. It's fine. but should I read Scarlett's story?
Yes, please. You read okay. it. She wrote it?
Yeah, she wrote it on Discord.
Oh my God, queen behavior. Okay.
Okay. So first, little background. This was when we actually got snow this year. It snowed at least, I think, like 5 inches here. And it was the nice snow. It was powdery. It was beautiful. And I don't know. It was so much fun to play in. We never get that type of snow when it does snow here. It's typically very mm-hmm. icy and gross. But so obviously, like, we were out and about and going out in the snow. And it was perfect because it landed on the weekend, which means Scarlett was home and like the witchling was in school, so we just got to enjoy it. But okay, this is from Scarlett in her words.
Okay,
so Rue and I decided we wanted to walk through the neighborhood to go to a forest and playground area near our house. On our walk, we decided we wanted to go to the playground to play around in the snow for a second, and there was a big light above, and there's a big light above that area that makes the snow look beautiful. Rue started playing on the monkey bars area, hanging off of them, and I was standing in front of them holding a conversation. My attention kept being drawn to the left of them, to the forest. It isn't too dark over there due to the community pool that is nearby, but it is dim enough to only slightly show the forest. I kept getting a mental image of a tall, pale humanoid figure. The best way I can describe it is the color of a white birch tree and kind of reminds me of the tall ghost from the house on Haunted Hill, the King Guy. Long legs, body, and arms, thin and about half the size as a light pole near us, 8 or 9 feet. This was all going through my head while we were yapping. I kept thinking it was just my imagination, so I told Rue what I was seeing, but in a lighthearted, joking way. But then, just as soon as I spoke it, the energy shifted significantly and went from fun to charged. It wasn't negative or positive. It was a neutral thing, but it felt like we were being watched and that we drew this thing's attention. I tried to laugh it off, telling myself that it was just my brain playing tricks on me because, mind you, nothing spooky had come up in this conversation or in conversations all day, as they often do in our family. Rue described it very well. It felt kind of like back rooms, liminal. When I remembered something Amanda, pretty effing spooky, Maria and I were talking about in North Carolina, how sometimes what you write off as your imagination is actually our intuition and telling us and us actually seeing something we shouldn't, especially when it is out of the blue and you can feel it. And so mm-hmm. when I had that thought, I told Rue this exact thing. And then I said, and if that's true, then I'm actually seeing it walking towards us. The energy changed even more after I said it. We both felt our hair stand up on the back of our necks and things just got so much more quiet. Rue said, okay, time to go. As we started walking towards the road, it felt like it stopped and just watched us again. I kept looking back and looked over at the other side of the forest that is near the pond in our neighborhood, a place Maria and I walk frequently, and felt completely opposed to even walking that way. That area just looked so much darker than it should have been with the street lights and the snow. The further we walked away, the less tense we both felt, but it still felt like we were being observed until we were completely out of the area.
Thank you. No, thank you. I'd like to double it and give to someone else.
Which is funny because we feel like even Scarlett, even though she won't admit it, because for Scarlett to say all this
she's on a business call. She can't, bitch, she can't hear you.
I know. But Scarlett, like, she, for her to even, like, say this and to admit it is, like, a big thing. Because things happen right in front of her all the time. And I'm like, did you see that? And then she'll be like, nope, no, I didn't.
Nope, didn't see anything, actually. I think you're fine. I think you're fine. Area. I saw nothing.
The woods area that she's talking about stretches like in the back of her house all the way to that area. And we mm-hmm. constantly like feel things in that wood. Like, as she said, it's not bad. You know, it definitely is like land spirits, but you know, it's uncomfortable like when their attention's drawn on you. And I don't know. We've heard so many weird things from that woods. That's fine.
I don't care for it. Thank you. I actually talked to, I met a mom at a birthday party a couple weeks ago. It was like the birthday party was really weird. I don't mean weird as in bad. It was just like an odd, it was a park picnic or birthday party. And then it just happened to be like a storm that started the day before. Mm-hmm. And like, you don't want to cancel on your 5-year-old and be like, just kidding, child. No birthday party. So everybody just wore their snowsuits and like went and played. But I was fucking freezing and I was stood next to this fire pit and I was like meeting a bunch of moms. And she was telling me how they bought this duplex situation in Mount Shasta and how there's like this like clear ghost that lives in the basement. And I ended up calling Tenny and being like, I need you to do some research. You need to do that thing you do for me. And like figure out what's going on with this building, like historically
wise.
Did you
say a clear ghost?
Clear as in they've like seen it, they've heard it. Not clear as in no pubic hair. Okay.
I was gonna say
they're not. I don't know the status of the pubes of this ghost. What I do know is that they've clearly seen it. So I called Tenny and he's like doing some research for me presently, actually.
I love
so,
Tenny.
But yeah. And she was like, well, what do you do for a living? And I was like, funny, you should say that. yeah. So anyway, I don't really have that much to talk about today, if I'm really honest with you.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah. Like, I think I already spoke about what's happening in the house, like on our last like main episode, but yeah. It's so crazy. Ever since then,
nothing.
It went after that typical. Day, it was gone, but I did cleanse.
Typical.
I did cleanse. So maybe I actually did a really good job.
Maybe you actually did a great job. Maybe I actually did an excellent job and I am actually good at this after all.
Well, no, you know, with like spirits that wander from place to place. There's sometimes just no stopping them. And I always do. Like when I cleanse, I'm like, as long as you're not baneful, I don't care. Just don't wake me up at night and, you know, just
watch
don't
me
scare
sleep.
Me. Don't scare me. Like, and we're good. You can hang out.
And we're good. We're actually so fine.
I don't mind. But yeah, ever since then, everything has been nice. So that's good. Oh, I did want to tell you. I did text you about it, but I do want to say it on the podcast. I told you about that book, Monsters and Mainframes. and how it's like classic monsters in space. But
in space.
It is so good and so funny. And I'm not really into like sci-fi besides like things like, I don't know, would Dungeon Carl be considered sci-fi a little bit? RPG, but
RPG,
I guess a little sci-fi.
Sci-fi, yeah, because there's aliens.
Mm-hmm. But this,
and there's alien technology.
It is so funny and so good, just how they're incorporating all the classic monsters. And I don't know. I'm like, Scarlett started it and finished it in 3 days because we decided to read it together. Yeah, read it together as like a, you know, a couple so we could discuss it. I'm so mad at her because I was so busy with work this weekend, so I didn't get to read at all. And she's just like,
she's like, I'm done thinking of you.
I know. And I'm so mad. So now I have to catch up so we can actually talk about it. I was like, I was already like 33% done when she started it. And I was like, you twat. Like, we were supposed to do this together. But no, highly recommend. I think you would like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to, as soon as I'm reading Alchemized right now, which I'm going to be really honest, I don't dislike it. It's not a slog for me to get through. Like when I read ACOTAR, I wanted to die every single time. That every single chapter of that book was like pulling my fingernails off. I hated that book.
It's so funny how different tastes like everybody
it's
has.
It's so bad. It's so bad. I'm sorry. It's, I know that that's a lot of people's jams. I know you liked it. I fucking hated that book.
And genuinely,
I made it halfway through the second book and I was like, I'm done. I give up. I think I just don't think that this is for me.
I couldn't do that with Smut. Like I have a big problem reading Smut. Like I just don't like it.
Yeah,
most of the time,
which is fair.
Sometimes
like,
it's great.
We all have but, different like things. I just for me, I really struggle reading books where the woman character is helpless. Because I refuse to believe that anyone is that helpless. Yes, I think we all are helpless in certain situations, like. Of course we are. We're human beings. Like, but if you are helpless in every single situation that you're in, where you're just like, I'm just a dumb girl. Oh my God. I'm just a baby. I really struggle reading those kinds of books. They just, they frustrate me. Because I don't like, especially when women write books for other women, where they are capturing the female main character as somebody who is just an idiot baby who can't seem to manage anything on their own. I really struggle with that because I feel like it puts us down and what we're only seen as powerful when we're in the capacity of overcoming situations thanks to a man. Like, I don't know. I really struggle with that. And I know that's a me problem.
No, it's not a problem. ACOTAR, like, it is a problem with books.
And ACOTAR, Alchemized, is walking that line for me where she's not helpless, but she is a little bit of an idiot baby where I'm not like wanting to rip my nails out, but like the only character that I like so far is Kane and I'm not supposed to like him, I don't think. Because she's just not complex. She's not a complex character. Now, I do believe, and part of why I'm continuing to read that is because the section that I'm on, part two, is like back in time from the start of the book. So I do think that there's a lot of character growth that's going to happen and it is pointing in that direction. And so I'm going to continue to read it and I don't hate it because I can see where this is going. You know what I mean? But I'm also not like, oh, I can't wait to read.
And honestly, I'm an avid reader. I've had so many problems with like books this year where I'm like, where I'm on the verge of do not finishing it because they're just.
I just really don't like reading books
getting into it.
Where the female main character is just a total moron who can't function unless a man fixes her or saves her or whatever.
Mine is the world building. Like if someone is just like slams you into a world and doesn't really explain it and you're just like supposed to pick it up as you go, I'm like,
I don't mind that.
I don't know. Sometimes it's stupid though, because it's like, well, I don't understand why this is happening.
As long as we get there, as long as like as I'm reading it, the like world unfolds for me, I don't mind that.
75% through that, you're like, oh, Okay, that's how it works.
Got it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't like idiot babies because I don't believe that women are single layered characters who can only improve with the assistance of a man. And that bothers me. This is why John Green and I got in a fight like 15 years ago on Tumblr.com. Because I'm sorry, the fault in her stars is literally a helpless woman who needs a man to show her she has value. But I'm like, it just is not good to me. That's not good character writing.
I think different book. Fault in the Stars is by Lewis Carey. I think that's her name. It was about the Nazi and little girl. Yeah. I have her books lined up there. Yeah.
Well, whatever, the fucking book that I'm thinking of. I read it 15 years ago, so...
No.
John Green, hold on. I'm going to look it up. John Green, not his Twitter.
Not his books.
Yeah, The Fault in Our Stars. It's John Green.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking a different one.
You must be, because it's this one right here. And we 100% got in a fight on Tumblr.com in the year of our Lord, like 2011 or 2010. And he blocked me on everything because I was like, well, I'm a reader and I'm allowed to think that your book's not very good. So suck my asshole. Have a great day.
Fair. I actually have never read any of his books.
That's the only one I read, and I thought it was horrifically bad. But again, I really struggle when a female main character like needs romance or a man to like complete herself. Like, no, women are complex characters who can be complex characters and complex people and also be in love. They can be like separate and like in tandem things that are happening. So I that's why I didn't like ACOTAR, and that's why it really pissed me off. The whole time I was reading it, I was just like, God, she's an idiot baby. And there was like that scene where the chapter where they're talking about like the paintings that she did in her family home.
Yeah.
And because they had, or she, Sarah J. Maas, had spent so much time writing about, like, writing her as though she was just this total helpless moron. I pictured all of the paintings to be, like, child paintings that were just, like, not very good. Yeah. All right. I don't want to keep talking now. Let's wrap this up, shall we, girl? First of all, thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. If you tuned in live, special thank you to you all. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our websites for a link to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com. Tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special part two exclusive episode, have a spell of the month box, and a Discord. But we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.